Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 1st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Haggai, chapters 1 to 2. It's time to examine our priorities and set them right. We read in Haggai chapter 1 verses 1 to 4 like this. In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, "Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says that time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built." Then the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, saying, "Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins?" C.S. Lewis, in his book God in the Dark, has written the following about setting priorities. You can't get second things by putting them first. You can get second things by putting first things first. God's message through Haggai was about setting the right priorities as well. About 20 years ago, the Israelites had returned to Jerusalem from their Babylonian exile with the challenge of rebuilding the temple of God. They had begun this good work, but sometime later they had left this work to stand idle for 16 years. Instead of God's temple, they built fine homes for themselves but had left the temple in ruins. They had got their priorities all wrong, and God would have to remind their misplaced priorities through his prophet Haggai. The problem was not that the people had built such fine houses for themselves, but rather they had done so to the neglect of God's temple. They had got their priorities totally out of order, as they had put their own self-interest above that of God. Since God's temple remained in ruins while the people were living in paneled houses, so God withheld from blessing the people. For years, their planting had resulted in only small harvests. Their problem was misplaced priorities, as they had put their interest above honoring God. They were living in comparative luxury while God's house lay in ruins. The people were looking for a convenient time to finish the work, but God's time was now. Haggai's solution was simple. The people had to get right with God and get back to constructing the temple of God. Haggai issues a clear call to his own people and to us that we should set ourselves to the task assigned to us by God. We should not allow difficulties, enemies, or selfish pursuits to turn us aside from our divinely given responsibilities. Perhaps in the light of God's word through Haggai, we should also take time to rethink and examine our priorities in order to set them right. If our spiritual life has been slipping, maybe it's time to put first things first and place God back in the center of our personal commitments. Our first priority should be to know God and glorify Him forever. God, His kingdom, and His righteousness should come first in everything. Our second priority should be to love others just as God did. And our third priority should be to live daily in obedience to God's word. If we have not prioritized our time, talents, and treasures in the order described above, can we realign our priorities starting today?